Well, hello. My name's John Goodrum, and I'm the director of Rumpus Theatre Company, and I'm sitting backstage here at the Theatre Royal Nottingham with Mark Homer. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
And Nicholas Briggs. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Who are both going to star in the Rumpus autumn production of The Pit and the Pendulum, a magnificent slice of gothic horror. Now then, we're backstage at the theatre in Nottingham, aren't we, Nick? Because you're working here at the moment, are you?
That's right. I'm doing the thriller season, which has been here for, well, this is the 23rd year of it, actually. I haven't been here for all 23.
Though you look that way.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm not quite that old, yes.
I've just seen it, and it's very good, by the way. And Nick, bravo, bravo.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a Francis Durbridge, Sweet Revenge. Yes. But it'll probably be over by the time you hear this.
Yes, it will be, so nobody need bother about that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're both going to do The Pit and the Pendulum in autumn. Mark, how are you sort of looking forward to that? It's a bit of a marathon for you, isn't it?
It is. It's a big challenge, which I'm really looking forward to doing, actually. Lots and lots and lots of beautiful lines. I put that down to Edgar Allan Poe, fantastic, and of course, Mr. Goodrum. He thought I was going to miss him out.
Didn't mention that I actually wrote it as well, didn't we? Yeah. With Mr. Poe's
help, yes,
of course.
Yes. Look at us filling in the information.
Very good. Very professional.
Yes. No, I can't wait. I can't wait. And a really exciting piece.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I thought when I read it. I mean, my schedule's very busy.
It is.
And I thought I'd be mad to do it. And I went upstairs to read it, and then I came downstairs and looked forlornly at my wife, and she said, "What, is it awful?" I said, "No, it's really good. I've got to do it."
Good man.
How am I going to find
that
the time?
Away, yes.
I found the time, so I'm really pleased.
Good. Why do you think it is people like gothic horror so much these days?
Ooh.
That's to either of you.
Well, you know, I think that we do like to be scared. We like to be scared in a safe context, you know. It's an important thing for us to exercise, to prepare us for real shocks in life, actually. Yeah.
Well, I was in The Signalman that John wrote a couple of years ago, and that was Charles Dickens, an adaptation of that. And that was a ghost story as such, but this time it's darker. It's about brotherhoods, dark satanic cults, and it's just, I think everyone sort of likes to be a little bit scared of things like that.
Yeah, I mean, this really does, I was struck with, it really does go to the limits. There's some quite horrific
nasty
stuff.
Things.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Really.
Well, the original Poe story is really, really dark. And it's set about around the time of the Spanish Inquisition, which I know is quite a broad period, but and they are the people who are sort of inflicting all these horrible tortures on the poor chap. I wanted to sort of, when I wrote it, update it a little bit so it becomes a little bit more within, not within living memory, but within our sort of historical memory, to the sort of early 19th century.
And it's set in England, isn't it?
And it's set in England. I've moved it to Cornwall and the Times.
What made you do that? I was intrigued about that, because you've, although the core of it is Poe's story, you've changed it quite a lot.
I have, yes. Yeah, I mean, one of the exciting things about writing an adaptation of a short story is that you can put more into it and you can expand it. The Poe story just concentrates on the one horrific element in the middle of it, but when you expand it, it's lovely to give the characters backstories and histories and to sort of do it in a sort of kind of romantic, gothic, horror-y sort of Cornish, smugglery, Hellfire Club, all those sort of elements mixed up together, which make a lovely mixture, and I think hopefully bring the whole thing to the boil properly.
I think the atmosphere is going to be key. Yeah. I think that the staging and the set and the lighting, it's all going to be done in that, and obviously with the acting as well. But the atmosphere is going to... Yes, one of
Well, you will be in it as well, but there will be lights.
Do we rehearse? Will there be rehearsal?
Yeah, let's rehearse it.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I'm not just saying that. It's going to be a great time.
It is quite a sort of feature of Rumpus Productions, for anybody who's seen them before, that the sound and lights and all the technical effects, particularly in the gothic horror adaptations that we do, are a really important element of the whole production.
I'm looking forward to that, because
so,
really into sound.
Yes, so when that pit and that pendulum are there, that'll be very exciting. Mm. Lovely.
Good.
Yes.
Well, thank you, you two. We look forward to starting on it.
Yeah.
And everybody?
Get learning those lines.